Ayuka, you're starting tonight here in France. Bad news for tourists visiting from outside Europe. Entrance fees have gone up quite significantly for them at some of the most popular sites here in Paris.
Well, 10 euros more at the Louvre, 3 euros more at Versailles. Differential pricing kicked in on Wednesday at some of the most popular tourist destinations in France, a measure that's slated to generate at least 30 million euros more in revenue and help pay towards improving maintenance and modernization. It's a practice that's more often seen in developing countries and had largely been absent in Europe. But more monuments in France are set to follow suit. Luke Traeger has the story.
Tourists were still lining up outside Paris's Louvre Museum on Wednesday, but news that visitors from outside Europe would have to pay more to see the landmark's famous treasures wasn't exactly welcome.
It's probably a little unfair to non-Europeans, especially considering the fact that we probably have to travel further as well to get here to be able to see things like this. So it is a little unfair.
When you come to these places, you want to see them so much that you pay whatever you have to pay to get in.
It's part of a differentiated pricing policy announced last year, one that sees tickets go from 22 to 32 euros for non-EU tourists at the museum that's seen a string of issues in recent months, from staff striking over pay and working conditions to a high-profile jewel robbery, which sparked a debate over how landmarks should pay for upgrades.
We didn't cause the robberies or, you know, some of the issues that has happened, but we're the ones that are going to pay the consequences.
The museum hopes it'll raise from 15 to 20 million euros a year, which will help finance a major modernization project. And it isn't alone, with other flagship tourist sites also moving to two-tier pricing. Tickets at the Palace of Versailles, just outside Paris, jumped 3 euros to 35 euros a ticket, and the Chambord Palace in the Loire Valley, where prices have gone up 10 euros.
Culture should be open to everyone at the same price. There's no reason not to. When we go abroad, we don't pay more just because we're foreigners.
French unions would agree. They fear culture being turned into what they've called a commercial product with unequal access to national heritage.
Yuka, there's also some bad news for airline passengers. Ryanair is cutting flights to and from Brussels by 10% in protest at a new passenger tax.
Well, Sharon, the low-cost carrier, has lashed out at a new 3 euro extra fee taking effect in April at the Brussels Charleroi airport. The airline CEO says the company is reducing the number of arrivals and departures there by 1.1 million seats a year from the current total of 10.5 million seats. He also threatens to keep cutting flights in Belgium until the government abolishes passenger taxes. Now, Brussels Charleroi is the second busiest airport in the country, and Ryanair, Europe's largest airline, accounts for a majority of flights there. But the 3 euro tax imposed by the city of Charleroi comes on top of a nationwide boarding tax, which was increased as part of a budget agreement in November. Now, over the past year, the fee for long-haul flights has been raised from 2 to 4 euros, and then to 5, and then to 10 euros starting in 2027, in line with the tax on short-haul flights. Ryanair says it will redeploy some of its fleet to other locations like Italy and Sweden. Let's take a listen to the CEO.
There won't be a lot of routes being closed, but there will be a lot of capacity being reduced. I mean, if we go from 19 aircraft in September to 15, you'll see a lot of reductions in frequency. So congratulations, Belgium. You've just shot yourself not in one foot, but in both feet with these stupid taxes that will raise very little money or have no impact on your budget at all anyway.
Turning to the Netherlands, Yuka, the battle over Chinese-owned chip maker continues in the courts there.
Well, Nexperia, the manufacturer of semiconductor chips that are widely used in electronics and cars, has been at the heart of a tug-of-war between Beijing and the Dutch government. Last year, the Netherlands seized control of the company, invoking a rarely used law, accusing it of mismanagement and framing it as a national security issue. And this led to Beijing suspending exports of the company's chips that were made in China. Although that standoff was later paused, on Wednesday, lawyers for Nexperia and its Chinese owner Wingtech clashed in a court in The Hague over whether a full investigation should be launched into the alleged mismanagement and whether the Chinese company's control should be fully restored. Here's what one Chinese diplomat had to say.
We look forward the Dutch government to revoke, not at present only suspend, to revoke the ministerial order. So that can show that the government's no interference into the business operations and promote the two parts from the company to find an early solution so as to ensure the safe, the secure, and the stable supply of the international supply chain.
Finally, Yuka, an Italian superstar influencer has been acquitted in what has become known as the cake fraud case. Tell us more.
Well, Chiara Ferragni thanked fans after a judge cleared her of aggravated fraud charges linked to charity sales of seasonal delicacies. Ferragni was on trial for misleading consumers by promoting a Pandoro Christmas cake and Easter eggs that purported to raise money for charity. Shoppers were led to believe that buying the special edition cake would directly benefit a children's hospital, but instead, the institution only received a single €50,000 donation from the cake maker, while Ferragni's companies reaped bigger profits from the promotion. The influencer has some 28 million followers on Instagram and was fined over €1 million by Italy's competition authority over the sale of her pink Pandoro cakes, and also settled a lawsuit over her Easter egg sales.